That's the first time I ever heard that hymn. I don't know where I've been all these years, but it's a new one, to me at least, and I thoroughly enjoyed the singing of it and the playing of it as well. The musicians certainly did make an excellent job. Thank you very, very much indeed. Now come with me in your Bible to 2 Corinthians, please, and to chapter number 5. And in a few moments, I want to read one or two verses from this chapter, beginning our reading at the verse number 12. While you're turning up the place, I want to thank Brother Ronnie very much for his welcome and to assure you that it's a pleasure for me to come and to join with you again this morning, first of all around the word of the Lord and then later around the Lord's table, and then this evening when we come together for the preaching of the gospel. Pray much for God's hand to be upon us and for God's blessing to be our portion throughout the day. So I'm delighted to be here, and I trust we'll share the Lord's blessing in a real way. Now, verse 12 of the chapter. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or creation, as the word could be. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now here's what that ministry contains. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Just run your eye back to verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Now that's all by way of Bible reading. The Lord will again add his blessing to his own precious word. It's very remarkable, friends, when it comes to reading and considering our great Bible, how sometimes you can read a passage over and over again. One day you come and you read it once more, and something leaps upon you. Quotation has come already in the meeting this morning from the great C.H. Spurgeon. Spurgeon talked about a text that leaps upon you, shouting, "Preach from me, preach from me." And he said, when it does, there's nothing else that you can do. You must, as a preacher, respond. I was reading through this particular chapter some days ago, and a word from the chapter leapt upon my mind. And the word is in the verse that I read to you. And I want to talk a little bit to you about it in the meeting today. That word is the word ambassador. Now, it's been in this chapter for a very long time. I read it over and over and over again. And yet on that occasion, it leapt upon me with clarity and newness. So today, I want to talk about the believer as an ambassador for Christ. The first thing I did when I came to the word was bring it to the English dictionary. I find very often when you come to Bible words of this kind, if you go to the English dictionary, they will give you an excellent rendering. Now, the rendering of this word was very, very good. Now, let me say this before I give it to you. The word ambassador here does not apply to any select few. It applies to every child of God. It's phrased like this in the verse. Now then, we are. The we is all inclusive. It takes in you and me. It takes in us all. We are ambassadors for Christ. This is our duty, and this is our calling. Now, here is what the dictionary said about the word. A diplomatic minister. My, think about that for a minute. That's very uplifting, isn't it? A diplomatic minister. Well, don't forget, beloved, now are we the sons of God. We belong to the Lord because we're saved. We're heaven bought and heaven bound. A diplomatic minister. Now listen as it goes on. Of the highest rank, accredited as a representative of another country or of another sovereign. Now that dictionary rendering, I think, is excellent. Because you're left behind in this world, and I'm left behind in this world to represent another country. The country that you and I are left behind to represent is heaven. Heaven is my Father's home, blessed home, where Jesus waits for me. And of course, another sovereign. Well, when you begin to think of the sovereign that we represent today, who is he? He is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords. He is the Wonderful Counselor. He is the Mighty God. He is the Everlasting Father and he is the Prince of Peace. He's the Lamb of God that took away at Calvary the sin of the world. He's God's only begotten and well-beloved Son. He came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. Thank God, died for us, rose again, ascended back to the Father's right hand in glory, where he sits now, the one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And he's relying on you and he's relying on me to carry on in the world where he left off. Now that's a remarkable standing that you and I have in the world today. I know one diplomatic minister, and I know her very, very well. I'm not quite sure about her age. I know this, that she's either 94 or 96, some one of the two, and she's a rare character, if ever there was one. The only diplomat I've ever known in my life. Now, I'm not telling you who she is or where she lives or anything of the sort, but she fell about 6 months ago, and she managed to break an arm and a leg, both. And her car was due an MOT test. So what did she do? She shuffled into the car with a broken arm and a broken leg and drove it to the test center. And then when she got out to let the man in, he saw the predicament she was in. And without going into too many details, they managed to take the license from her. You see? So what did she do? She didn't even go home. She went immediately and booked a test. You got that? And sat the test and passed it first time. And they had to give her the license back. Why am I telling you that? I'm telling you that to show you the lady's determination. My friends, I trust this morning in this meeting, you and I are determined to represent the Master well. Only one life, 'twill soon be passed. Only that which is done for Jesus will last. Now, again, I would refer to C.H. Spurgeon, but whenever he would come on something like this, he again would say that he consulted the authorities to find out what they thought or what they had to say. And then he added this, that when he did come to them and look at what they said, he needed to remind himself of this, that not every piper was tuned to suit all ears, not even his. And I've gone to the authorities to take a look at what they said about this word ambassador. Now again, some of the things they said hit me hard. You see, maybe it mightn't be tuned to suit your ears and mine today, but I'm here to tell you what I believe the word means. Now, there's a number of these. First of all, let me say this, that the word ambassador means a deputy appointed by his ruler. Now, my friends, I want to ask you a question right away. You're saved. You're born again. You know the Lord Jesus. You're journeying home to heaven today. You're washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. All is well for eternity. But I wonder, does the Lord rule you? Absolutely. That's a question that only you can answer. I was struck by the announcements of our brother Ronnie this morning. I always listen to announcements carefully. But I don't know why it is, friends, that there's always this appeal today to people to attend the prayer meeting. And yet, when you listen to those appeals, they seem to fall on deaf ears. Now, I want to ask you, if Christ rules you, you will be in the prayer meeting tonight. There will be a queue at that door to get in to seek the Lord. And the only reason why you should not be there is because you're bringing a non-converted person to the meeting. Now, I'm on dangerous ground here, maybe. But maybe you can't drag yourself out to the gospel meeting. May God forgive you. the most expensive message that the world has ever heard, and you lie in the corner and don't come. Don't tell me you're a worthy ambassador, because you certainly are not. The Lord needs to rule you. Prayer? I believe there should be a queue at the prayer meeting door, beyond a doubt. I was preaching in a congregation as large as this one Sunday morning recently. I unfortunately missed your prayer meeting this morning. I was in time for the prayer meeting to come out. I didn't know you came out early, you see. And in this particular meeting where I was, I'm not telling you where I was, there was a congregation like this. There was four people in the prayer meeting, and I and the chairman of the meeting were two of them and two others. Is it any wonder things don't happen? And then we go home complaining. I used to preach with a brother. Boy, was he as sharp as a lance. He really was. But we were having a difficult time in a mission, you see. And he had been preaching this night, and there was one of these old grouchy fellas in the meeting. I don't know whether you have any old grouchy boys in Lurgan or not. Well, just listen for a minute till I tell you what happened here. He came out to the door, and he took my good friend by the hand, and he said, "Not much power tonight, brother." And my friend looked at him, and he said, "Will you go away home, come back tomorrow night, and bring a bit with you?" That ended that. You see, now that's what it's all about. Going home this morning, coming out tonight, getting into the prayer meeting, and bringing the power of God with you. You're here to represent the Savior. Now, I'm saying more about that than I intended to say. As a matter of fact, I didn't intend to say that at all. But my friend, you're a deputy. You're here to deputize Christ. Let me ask you a question. Now, this is not maybe a sort of question you would expect. If the Lord Jesus was here tonight, would he be in a prayer meeting? Come on now. Where would he be? Well, if he would be in the prayer meeting, how can you claim to be a follower if you're not there? Do you leave him at the front door? Oh, you just can't do that, friend. One is our master, even Christ, and all we be brethren. So that's all part of being an ambassador for Christ. I must go on for the sake of time. A deputy appointed by his ruler. Now here's another one. Another commentator said, the word means a foreigner in the land in which he resides temporarily. Now, that's you and that's me today. We're not here to stay at all. I was preaching in a conference yesterday, and looking down over the congregation of people, from I had gospel meetings in this particular fellowship some 30 years ago, in that meeting there were five people that I knew. That was it. And all the rest are gone. Gone home. Gone to glory. Some of them had an amazing testimony for Christ. I used to see them gathered round an old potbelly stove, praying for sinners and weeping into a handkerchief. I used to watch that going on regularly, and I learned that God answers prayer. We're only here temporarily. Now, looking round the meeting this morning, friends, and seeing what I do, I think some of us are well on in the journey. Isn't that right? Getting closer to heaven. Getting closer to the day when the Lord will come. I don't know about you, but I would be very happy to be one of those that are alive and remain unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I would love to cheat the undertaker. I really would. Because one of my best friends is an undertaker, and I fair hate it when he rings me up. And it's 10 times worse when he creeps up, puts his arm around me down the street. He does that for badness. I don't like that at all. Someday I'll hit him, but don't tell him that. But you know, friends, We're only here temporarily. We're just a passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Are you happy on earth? Come on, let's be honest about that. Are you really happy, or are you not in a hurry to go? Now, I met an old guy one time away up in the town of Katy when I was having a mission up there, and he told me something I've never forgotten. He told me that his ambition was to live as long as he could and die when he couldn't help it. Well, I think if you figure that one out, that more or less summarizes us all. But you're not here to stay. My friend, you're a foreigner in this world. You're one of the aristocracy of heaven. As I've quoted already, you're a son of God. Let me repeat it. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Heaven bought, I repeat, heaven bound, on a journey through and on and upward to the glory. And someday, one way or other, the call will come. Are you living like a foreigner? Someone who's only here for a day or two? Or are you bogged into earthly things over your neck and ears? A young girl came to me here one day lately. She said, you know, I'm struggling. Well, I said, I can understand that. And when young people come to talk and they tell me they're struggling, I've got to remember that I was once a teenager too. And I said, what's your problem? She says, I'm the only Christian in the situation I'm in, the only one. And they all want to do certain things, and they keep coaxing me to get involved. And I just don't know what to do sometimes. It's a struggle, it's a battle. I can understand that. I was in that position at one time. My old grandmother, when she was alive, I used to talk to her about things like this, and she used to say to me, Harvey, dare to be different. I never forgot it. And I took it on board. Maybe that's why I'm as awkward as I am at times. Dare to be different. And I said to this young girl, that's what you've got to do. I said, listen, in these places that these people are inviting you to go, can you take Christ with you? Or do you have to leave him at the door? Now, what about it today? Remember, we're foreigners. Foreigners. We don't belong here in this society or in this world. We're passing through gradually. You're here to represent the Lord Jesus. Well, you need to learn to represent him well, and to do your bit and to do your best. And if you find yourself in a situation where you've got to leave the Lord at the door, run. Let me tell you. Because that will get worse and worse and worse, until before you know, you will be enveloped, dragged in, and you could become what we often call a backslider. Now, that's not a funny place for any person to be in. To have once walked with the Lord and now have gone away back. You're a foreigner. I could say a lot more, but time doesn't allow me to do that. Let me come to another one of these. Now, this one might get me in trouble. I hope not, but I'm going to say it anyway. He's a stranger who must not participate in the politics of the land. An ambassador. Did you ever hear of an ambassador voting in this land in any of our elections? You're not allowed to. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't vote. I'll vote, but that's as far as it goes. If your conscience allows you to do more than that, then God bless you. I'm not going to fight with you. But I'm just telling you the meaning of the word. Let me repeat that again. You're a stranger here, and you must not participate in the politics of the land. How many young men in particular do I know? I talked to one recently way up in Larne. Came in to see me after a meeting. And I remember that young lad on fire for God, preaching the mighty gospel. And then he gets sucked into this scene. Now today, he's as far away from the Lord as he could be. Ah, friends, you're a stranger. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger. Rough and thorny is the road, often in the midst of danger, but it leads to God. And here's your job. The Lord Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, you don't heal people oppressed of the devil by compromising with their actions. Can't do that. Because when you compromise with their actions, you automatically become one of them. And that's not the way it's to be. You're a stranger, you're a foreigner, and you're passing through. You're on your way to heaven and home. I'll leave that one there in case you start chucking hymn books at me, okay? Not everybody might agree with that, but I'm just telling you what it says. Now, let's come to another. He's a mediator who endeavors to maintain a state of peace. If the country he represents falls out with the one he's in, he mediates, gets in between the two, and tries to maintain a state of peace. I've never seen a day in all my life, and I'm about 53 years now in the work of the Lord, never seen a day in all my life when there were so many fallouts among the people of God. Never seen anything like it. You go to the Port of Down area today, I think about everything has come to roost around that town. I think we had 5 new outfits arrived last year in the town, and all it does is weaken. You see, I was very fortunate to be brought up side by side with a dear old brother who's now in heaven. He meant so much to me. I think about him nearly every day I live. And he used to tell me certain things. I remember him saying this to me one day. He said, "Harvey, in all your activities for the Lord and in all that you seek to do for him, don't you forget that God and the devil are two mathematicians." I thought, "Bob, what do you mean?" Well, he says it works out like this. The arithmetic of God is addition and multiplication. God would add to the church, and God would multiply. But he said the arithmetic of the devil is division and subtraction. The devil would divide, and the devil would subtract. He said, "Never you go near anything like that." And then he added this, and I've never forgotten it. He said, "If ever there was a people on earth who should know how to bury the hatchet, without burying it in each other, it would be the people of God." Somehow we've never learned that. Somehow. And on and on and on this division goes. You're supposed to be a merchant of peace, beloved. A merchant of peace. You're down here to represent the Prince of Peace. You're down here to keep the cause of Christ going smoothly. You're here to represent him. Never forget that. You're the representative of the Lord Jesus, just here and now in this world. That's why he left you. And you're here to be a peace merchant. "My peace I leave with you," he said. "Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So you see, to be an ambassador for Christ, my friends, is a very, very big thing.
a very challenging lifestyle. This has challenged me, I can tell you. And I'm not saying to you that I've managed over the years to maintain it to the standard that's here, but this is the standard and I daren't lower it. Now, there's one final one. I'm going to leave it with you. Is an unqualified one who is honored for the sake of his ruler. What qualifications have I to serve the Lord? All I have, he has given. That's how it is. We need to claim the gift and praise the giver. The Lord has given it to us in order that we might represent him in this world and do it properly. And listen to that bit. We're here to honor and live for our ruler, and that ruler is Christ. What about it today? What about this ambassadorship? Now, I did want to go to that verse this morning, but I'm not going to get near it, but we'll simply leave it there in the meeting this morning. Let me read you that dictionary rendering again. Now, from others I've gleaned that we are a deputy, a foreigner, a stranger, a mediator, and an unqualified one. That's very sobering when you think about it. But we're here to be an ambassador for the Savior. But here's the dictionary again. A diplomatic minister of the highest rank, accredited as a representative of another country or sovereign. Take that on board today. Go from this gathering and say, yes, I'm here to represent the Lord Jesus. I'm here to represent my Savior. I'm here to live for my Master. And if things have been let slip, then you can say, from this day on, things will be different. I'll follow the Lamb whithersoever he would lead. The Lord bless you and his word to every heart. Now, got a closing hymn for you here.